Neglect. Tarika Nithi Woman Representative, Susan Ngugi has urged parents, especially mothers, to be on the front line in the fight to curb the rising cases of teenage pregnancies. The legislator who doubles up as the deputy party leader for the Service Party, TSP, called on parents to be mindful of their children's whereabouts at all times, highlighting that a number of them had neglected their role in ensuring the safety of their children. With the busy schedule and changing patterns in parenthood, the legislator cautioned parents against leaving some of the duties to other members of the family who may not be as mindful of the child's behavior or whereabouts and end up being a major contributor to irresponsible parenthood. When children are home, it is the duty of the parent or guardian to ensure they know their whereabouts. Parents and guardians nowadays ignore this important task owing to their busy schedule or at times neglect, said the woman representative. Ngugi reminded parents of the necessity to also have the boy child monitored, citing that many guardians ignore this important stage in a boy's development. Many guardians forget that boys also have to be monitored. We have put much emphasis on protecting the girl, but the boy child ends up neglected and deprived the much-deserved care and monitoring. While speaking at Kajiki, in Igambungombe Ward, Ms. Ngugi raised concerns over the high number of teenage pregnancies and early marriages in the ward, with reports indicating an average of 350 cases reported in the past 2 years, accounting for more than a quarter of the cases reported in the whole county. A non-governmental organization disclosed that 1201 cases were reported in Tarika Nithi County in 2022, with most of the cases being blamed on poor parenting. Jesse Magambi, the program's manager at Fit for Future, a non-governmental organization advocating for the eradication of teenage pregnancies in the county, most of the cases are as a result of poverty and poor parenting, which has pushed the girls to sex work and relationships with older men. Magambi highlighted that the increasing number of universities and tertiary institutions in the county were also main contributors to early pregnancies among teens, especially in day secondary schools, who are lured into sexual activities by university students older than them. Due to their poor backgrounds and thirst for flashy lifestyles, these young girls are lured into sexual activities by university students and older men who take advantage of the innocence and have unprotected sex. Most of these girls end up dropping out of school, he asserted. Through sensitization programs, Magambi says that they have been able to empower these young girls economically and provide necessary reproductive health education to help curb the rising cases in the county. The legislator issued National Government Affirmative Action, NGAAF, checks to women groups for projects. Among the beneficiaries include Faririnda Women's Group, which received KSH's 120,000 for goat farming, and Weteri Women Group, who received KSH's 120,000 for ndengu farming. Kamwimbi Vision Boda Boda Operators and Mbatini Women Self-Help Group also received KSH's 120,000 each.